The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, everybody. I'm touched to be here again with all of you. I've been a participant in this forum ever since it started. And it's really quite something that Gil created here, and that all of you and all of us have helped to create this family of practitioners. So to begin the meditation, take your meditation posture upright, a little bit more upright than usual maybe, but even more important, relaxed to the extent possible. Close your eyes. And take a little trip inside your body, starting with the feet, and wherever you scan through, see if you can also, when becoming conscious of something like the feet, relax the feet and the legs. The hips. The belly. Moving up to the heart center. And feel what the predominant flavor of the heart center is right now. It might be open and receptive. It might be anxious, fearful, or lacking in confidence. Or it might be brimming with joy. Or it might be grieving. As you well know, however it is, that's just fine, because that is our lived reality. And if there is a key to awakening, that key is to be able to cultivate our lived experience. And as you know, our lived experience occurs only in the present moment. We can't live in the past. We may want to remake the past or dwell in the past or recriminate. But that's not the door to awakening. And if we're an anxious type, we might be planning or thinking of what we're going to do next, or, you know, preparing for the next thing. And the living in the future, as you know, is not the door to awakening either. So the simple, profound ask in front of us as we meditate is to just be here with whatever arises. In the last series that I gave in February, the theme was opening the Dharma heart. And in my own experience, this opening of the heart has not been easy, has not been terribly straightforward, and has taken a long time and still has a ways to go. So again, you know, don't set unrealistic expectations for your meditation, thinking that there's something wrong with you if you can't just stay in the present moment. This is a sort of wisdom, really, that we have to cultivate, because it is not innate. Unfortunately, what is innate in us is reactivity. Either we're grasping and wanting more of something that's pleasant, or we have aversion and we're turning away from something we don't want to experience. And the only way to be able to make the choice of living, even if it's just for a few seconds, in the present moment, is to have well-cultivated mindfulness, so that our mindfulness, as we cultivate it, becomes more and more continuous. But when we're beginners, you know, awareness, real awareness in the present moment, not someplace else, not on the thought trains, not in the recriminations or the fantasies. Just being satisfied enough with this moment. That's the key to learning to be able to have awareness, mindfulness that is more continuous. And that's what allows us to go deeper in meditation. So we were doing a body scan, and we've been in the heart center for a while. So now let's continue with the shoulders. Is there any tension in the shoulders we might be able to let go of? Or if it's not possible to let go, to soften around it? And going down the arms, the elbows, the forearms, the wrists, and the hands. What might we let go of here? And now, coming into the head area, take a moment to see if the head is easily supported by the spinal column, not drooping forward, not leaning back, or to one side or to another. Because if the head is not well centered with our source of gravity, that creates additional tension, which makes it harder to be present. And now, taking a long, deep inhale, followed by a long, complete exhale. And now, following the cycle of the breath, I like to think of the cycle of the breath as an oval. This is not Buddhist, but I've found it useful. And the oval begins at the perineum and goes up the back and then continues over the head and over the fontanelle, which is that little space in between the bones of the skull, which is still an open gateway. And then down the front, slowly. So at whatever rhythm is your rhythm, doesn't matter if it's fast or slow or medium, follow your natural breathing. And if you like the idea of trying out this oval, going up in the back, over the head and down in the front, and then returning to the perineum and starting over again, please feel free to try it out. And if that's not your cup of tea, just do it your way. That's fine. So our intention for the rest of this meditation is to, to the extent possible, stay with the breath on the whole cycle of the inhale and the exhale. And if a slight smile should come to your lips, that may express a flavor of joy. Which is nourishment for staying here in the present. In the last few minutes of this sitting, the invitation is to discern or get in touch with the flavor of your experience in this moment. Maybe it's sweet, salty, bitter. However it is, sour. Let that be known and accepted. So we breathe in our internal reality with things just the way they are. We don't need to change anything to appreciate being alive. And as we come to the end of this sitting, let's take a moment to offer the benefits of our practice to all beings everywhere, without exception. We have had the good fortune to embark on this beautiful path. And of course, it has its ups and downs. But little by little, we become more and more able to be aware, to dwell in our awareness in the present moment, and to be satisfied with the gift of the breath, not needing anything else. So, by the goodness of our practice, we open our hearts and radiate good wishes to all beings, May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free. Thank you.